Veil of Deceit. Chapter 1. The Charmer. Lila Grant was a master of blending in. With her calm smile and easy charm, she could slip in and out of any crowd, unseen and unnoticed. But tonight, as she entered the private gallery, she didn't want to go unnoticed. Tonight, she had a mark to make. The gallery was nestled in one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the city, where influential business leaders, celebrities, and socialites mingled over overpriced champagne and modern art. To most, it was a standard evening of small talk and wine, but for Lila, it was a carefully calculated opportunity. She scanned the room, searching for her target, Thomas Keller, a well-known entrepreneur with a passion for rare art and a home that was practically a vault of wealth. Keller's private collection was legendary, an assortment of sculptures, paintings, and jewelry that had drawn the envy of his peers. But Lila wasn't after Keller's art, she was after something far more valuable, his trust. Keller stood by a massive, abstract sculpture, engaged in conversation with a few acquaintances. Lila adjusted her posture, relaxed her expression, and approached him with the perfect blend of poise and interest. The key to a good first impression was subtlety. Make them notice you without feeling like they're being noticed in return. "Excuse me," Lila said softly, catching Keller's attention. "Is that a piece by Castellini? I've admired his work for years." Keller turned to her, a hint of intrigue in his eyes. "You have a good eye," he replied, offering a nod of approval. "Castellini's one of the finest sculptors of our time. I have a few of his works in my private collection."
"Do you?"
Lila's eyes sparkled with genuine interest, and she allowed herself a small, admiring smile. "I'd love to see them sometime, if you don't mind a curious admirer tagging along." Keller chuckled, visibly flattered. "Perhaps I could arrange a private tour. Not many people have the chance to view them up close." "Then I'd be honored," she replied, tilting her head slightly, a gesture of appreciation. She could see that she'd already sparked his interest, her careful display of knowledge and admiration winning him over without effort. They talked for a while longer, Keller detailing his art collection with the enthusiasm of a true connoisseur. Lila listened intently, asking just enough questions to keep him engaged, always careful not to seem too interested. By the end of the conversation, Keller had invited her to an exclusive gathering at his estate the following week, a rare privilege in his circle. As she walked away from him, Lila felt a surge of satisfaction. Step one was complete. She had Keller's invitation, his trust, and soon, access to his mansion. The man had no idea he was welcoming a thief into his home. Later, as she left the gallery and stepped into the cool night air, Lila pulled out her phone and sent a brief message to her confidant Jenna.
"It's on.
First target, Keller. Let's start planning." Jenna responded immediately.
"See you tomorrow. Let's make it flawless."
Lila pocketed her phone, a small smile playing on her lips. She knew she was on the verge of something big. By the time she was finished, Keller would be just another mark, another wealthy fool left wondering how he'd let someone like her slip through his defenses. And she'd be on to the next target, leaving nothing but shadows behind. Veil of Deceit. Chapter 2. Scouting the Prey. The next morning, Lila met Jenna at a small, inconspicuous cafe on the edge of town. Jenna was her trusted confidant, the only person who knew the true extent of Lila's double life. Sharp-witted and resourceful, Jenna was the type to thrive in the shadows, just like Lila. Jenna sipped her coffee, looking over a file she'd compiled on Thomas Keller.
"So, Keller, huh?
Wealthy, single, and obsessed with art. He's practically made for this," she said with a smirk. Lila nodded, her gaze steady. "He invited me to his estate next week. A private event with only a few guests.
It's the perfect opportunity."
Jenna opened her laptop, pulling up a map of Keller's property. The estate was sprawling, with a main mansion surrounded by meticulously landscaped gardens, a private pool, and a guesthouse. It had every modern security feature. Cameras, motion detectors, and alarms on all exterior doors. But Lila was already forming a plan to bypass it all. "From what I've gathered, he has a separate gallery inside his home," Jenna said, pointing to a blueprint of the mansion.
"That's where he keeps the most valuable pieces.
It's guarded, but he disables most of the security when he's entertaining guests." Lila leaned in, memorizing the layout.
"Perfect.
I can slip away during the event,
do a quick pass through the gallery, and take what I need. They discussed Keller's routines, mapping out the best time to strike and estimating the total time she'd need to get in and out without being noticed. Lila knew that precision was key. She'd built her reputation on leaving no trace, making each job look like an accident, a mistake that could be chalked up to misplacement rather than theft. Jenna raised an eyebrow as she closed her laptop. I'll be monitoring security feeds from my end, just in case. But be careful. Keller isn't stupid. If he gets even a hint of suspicion, you'll be blacklisted from his circle, and that'll make future jobs a lot harder. Lila smiled, unfazed. Don't worry. He's already under my spell. I'll be in and out before he even notices something's missing. With a final nod, they wrapped up their meeting. Jenna would prepare her remote access to Keller's security, ready to help Lila disable any unexpected alarms or cameras during the heist. They'd been a team for years, a perfect balance of Lila's manipulation skills and Jenna's tech expertise. Together, they were unstoppable. That evening, as Lila prepared for the week ahead, she rehearsed every detail in her mind. The entrance, the distraction, the exit. Keller would never suspect a thing, and by the time he realized what was missing, she'd be nothing more than a memory. As she closed her planner, Lila felt a familiar rush of excitement. Keller was just the beginning. There were countless others like him, wealthy, unsuspecting, blinded by their own arrogance. And she intended to take everything they had, piece by piece. Veil of Deceit. Chapter 3, First Impressions. The night of the event at Thomas Keller's estate arrived, and Lila was ready. She dressed with precision, choosing a sleek, black dress that struck the perfect balance between elegance and understatement. She needed to make a memorable first impression without drawing undue attention. Just enough to ensure Keller's interest, but not enough for him to suspect anything beyond her charm. As she arrived at the grand entrance of Keller's estate, she took in her surroundings. Wealth oozed from every corner, from the towering gates to the marble walkway leading to the mansion. She could see Keller himself near the entrance, warmly greeting his guests, one hand clasping a glass of champagne. When Keller spotted her, his eyes lit up with recognition. He stepped forward, his smile wide and inviting. Lila, I'm so glad you could make it. Thank you for the invitation, Thomas, she replied, her voice warm and engaging. She held his gaze, the slightest hint of admiration in her eyes. Your home is even more impressive than I imagined. Keller laughed modestly, motioning for her to join him. Well, wait until you see the gallery. I have a few pieces I think you'll love. Perfect, she thought. She had already set the stage for access to his private collection. All she needed was a bit of time alone with the art, and she'd have everything she came for. As they moved through the crowd, Keller introduced her to a few of his friends, wealthy executives and art patrons whose polite smiles were as practiced as their bank accounts were full. Lila blended in effortlessly, displaying just the right amount of knowledge to impress them while keeping her true intentions hidden. Soon, Keller led her to the gallery. The room was magnificent, lined with priceless sculptures and paintings that spoke to his wealth and status. Lila marveled at a series of abstract paintings along one wall, pretending to examine each piece as Keller proudly recounted their origins. She noted the positions of the security cameras, carefully hidden in the gallery's corners, and traced her route through the room, mentally cataloging everything she'd need to move swiftly and efficiently when the time came. This is stunning, Thomas, she said, genuinely impressed by the collection. She turned to him, her expression sincere. You have exquisite taste. He smiled, clearly pleased by her praise. Art has always been my passion, he replied. And it's rare to meet someone who appreciates it as much as I do. They lingered in the gallery for a few more minutes before Keller was called away by another guest. Lila seized the opportunity, making a quick mental note of the room's layout and exit points. Everything was falling into place, and she felt the familiar thrill of anticipation. Soon, she'd slip away unnoticed, her mission already half complete. As she rejoined the guests, Keller returned, resuming his conversation with her as if he hadn't been away. He was captivated by her presence, drawn in by her charm, unaware that she was carefully pulling him further into her web. When the night wound down, Lila made her exit with a polite goodbye, leaving Keller with the impression of a sophisticated, art-loving woman whose company he would look forward to seeing again. She'd secured her access to his home and his trust, both essential pieces of her plan. In the car ride home, Lila's mind buzzed with excitement. The groundwork was set, the pieces aligned. The next time she stepped into Keller's home, it would be to take what she'd come for, and he'd never even see it coming. Veil of Deceit. Chapter 4, Blending In. In the days following the gallery event, Lila made herself a subtle but consistent presence in Keller's social circles. She attended the charity dinners, the art showcases, and the high-profile luncheons where the wealthy gathered. Her charm and poise ensured she blended seamlessly, drawing just enough interest to keep her close to Keller, but never too much to make anyone question her motives. It wasn't long before Keller himself extended more invitations to her, each one bringing her deeper into his trust. Lila played her role perfectly, appearing genuinely interested in his life, his work, and his art. He seemed flattered by her attention, oblivious to the fact that every word, every laugh, every look was carefully crafted to pull him further into her web. At one point during a lunch event, Lila found herself in a conversation with Keller's friend, Raymond Pratt, a tech mogul known for his wealth and eccentricity. Raymond was the type who enjoyed flaunting his success, and Lila could tell he saw her as another admiring onlooker. "So, what brings you into our little circle?" Raymond asked, eyeing her with a curious smile. "It's rare to see fresh faces at these events." "Oh, I suppose I just got lucky," Lila replied, giving him a coy smile. "I love art, and Thomas has been incredibly generous with his invitations. It's refreshing to be around people who appreciate the finer things." Her response seemed to satisfy Raymond, and he gave a small nod. "Well, Thomas has a keen eye. It's not every day someone gets a tour of his gallery." Lila filed this piece of information away. It was clear that Keller didn't open his private gallery to just anyone. The exclusivity added another layer to her plan, making her access even more valuable. As the event continued, Lila watched Keller from across the room, observing his routines, the way he interacted with his friends, the little habits that gave her insight into his personality. He was amiable and intelligent, but he craved validation, especially from people who seemed genuinely interested in his passions. This, she knew, would be her greatest asset in manipulating him. If she could position herself as someone who genuinely admired his taste and success, she could secure his trust completely. Later that night, Lila met with Jenna to review her progress. Jenna listened intently, nodding as Lila described her interactions and observations.
"So, you think he trusts you?" Jenna asked, her eyes narrowed with focus.
"More than that," Lila replied, a hint of satisfaction in her voice.
"He sees me as someone who appreciates him. It's exactly what he needs to let his guard down."
They discussed the next steps, refining their plan to perfection. Lila would continue her charade, securing her position further while waiting for the right moment to strike. She would make herself indispensable, someone Keller wanted to keep close, until the opportunity presented itself. As Lila headed home, she felt the familiar thrill of control. Keller was completely unaware of the game being played around him, blind to the deception cloaked in admiration. And with each passing day, Lila was positioning herself closer to his wealth, hidden in plain sight, like the perfect thief.
Veil of Deceit. Chapter 5, The First Strike. The night of Lila's first heist arrived quietly. Keller was hosting a party at his estate, a smaller, intimate gathering of close friends and business associates. Lila knew this was the perfect opportunity to make her move. She'd spent weeks building his trust, becoming a fixture in his life, and tonight she would take her first prize from his collection. She arrived fashionably late, blending effortlessly into the flow of guests. Keller greeted her warmly, taking her arm and leading her into the main room where laughter and soft music filled the air. She'd chosen her timing carefully. The party was in full swing, and guests were mingling freely, giving her the cover she needed. Keller excused himself to greet some of his other guests, and Lila took the opportunity to slip away, unnoticed, toward the gallery wing of the mansion. She had memorized the security layout by now, knowing exactly which cameras had blind spots and which hallways would give her the cover she needed. In the dimly lit gallery, she moved with quiet precision, bypassing the security cameras with calculated ease. Her target was a small, antique watch from Keller's collection, an item rare enough to be valuable but subtle enough not to be missed immediately. The watch had intrigued her from the beginning, a piece hidden among Keller's more prominent displays, as though he had forgotten it was there. She approached the case,
carefully disabling the alarm with a small device Jenna had provided. It emitted a soft beep, signaling the lock's release, and Lila quickly lifted the glass cover, taking the watch in her hand. The thrill of success tingled through her, but she knew she couldn't linger. Replacing the cover, she exited the gallery as quietly as she had entered, returning to the party before anyone could notice her absence. She slipped the watch into a hidden pocket in her purse, then rejoined the guests, her expression calm and composed. To anyone watching, she was just another guest, enjoying the party. Keller found her moments later, a smile on his face. "There you are, Lila. I was beginning to think you'd disappeared on me." She laughed, waving a dismissive hand. "Just taking in the view from the balcony. Your estate is beautiful." He seemed pleased by her compliment, his trust in her growing by the minute. He would never suspect her of theft, not after the careful relationship she'd built. To him, she was simply a friend, a fellow art lover who admired his taste and intellect. When she left the party that evening, Lila felt a surge of triumph. The watch was safely tucked away in her bag, her first successful strike in Keller's home. As she drove away from the mansion, a smile played on her lips. This was only the beginning, and Keller would never see it coming. Her confidence soared as she thought about her next move. With the groundwork laid, she knew she could go even further, taking bigger risks, aiming for larger prizes. Each successful heist fueled her ambition, and she was already planning her next steps. Lila was in control, the perfect thief hidden in plain sight, and she knew she was just getting started. Veil of Deceit. Chapter 6, The Double Life. Balancing her life as a thief and her abnormal identity was beginning to take its toll on Lila. Every day, she navigated her way through society as if nothing was amiss, maintaining a respectable job as an art consultant at a small gallery, living in a modest apartment, and blending seamlessly into the ordinary lives around her. But beneath the surface, her mind was constantly spinning with plans and calculations. She was already eyeing her next heist at Keller's estate, preparing for a larger score now that she'd successfully taken the antique watch without raising any alarms. The dual life, however, required constant vigilance, and she was beginning to feel the strain of her own deceptions. Jenna noticed the tension one afternoon as they met to discuss the next phase of the plan. They sat in a quiet corner of a coffee shop, their conversation hushed and laced with subtlety. "You're looking a bit tired, Lila," Jenna said, studying her friend's face. "You sure you're up for another round with Keller?" Lila gave a slight smile, brushing it off. "Just a lot on my mind. But I've got this under control. The first heist went perfectly, and Keller is none the wiser. This is our chance to make an even bigger move." Jenna raised an eyebrow, clearly concerned. "You know this only works as long as you stay careful. One misstep and everything falls apart. It might be worth spacing these jobs out, giving Keller time to settle." Lila shook her head, her voice steady. "No. Keller trusts me more than ever now. If I wait too long, he could forget how close we've become, and I'll lose my access. It's now or never." She explained her plan to Jenna, detailing her next target within Keller's collection, a priceless, jeweled bracelet that had belonged to a European duchess in the early 1900s. The piece was tucked away in a display case, rarely mentioned but irreplaceable in value. Taking it would be a challenge, but the payout would be worth every risk. Jenna nodded slowly, though her expression remained skeptical. "All right. Just remember, this double life isn't easy to keep up forever. Don't let it pull you under." Later that evening, Lila returned home, her mind buzzing with both anticipation and a sense of tension she couldn't quite shake. Her apartment felt emptier than usual, the quietness almost unsettling as she mentally rehearsed the steps of her next heist. She knew Jenna was right, the strain of her double life was creeping up on her. But she couldn't afford to think about that now. Not when she was so close to her next success. As she sat alone, Lila realized that her identity was becoming harder to define. Who was she really? The art consultant, living quietly among ordinary people? Or the skillful thief, manipulating the rich and powerful to take what she wanted? The lines were blurring, and with each heist, she felt herself slipping further into the shadows. But one thing remained clear to her: she was in control. The thrill of the heist, the art of deception, this was her true passion. And as long as she could pull off each job without a hitch, she was willing to pay the price. With her plan set, Lila prepared herself for the next strike. She was walking a tightrope, balancing her double life with meticulous care. And she was determined not to let it break. Veil of Deceit. Chapter 7, New Target, New Game. After the success of her first heist, Lila felt ready to escalate her plan. She decided to set her sights on a new target, Eleanor Brooks, a wealthy socialite with a reputation for her extravagant jewelry collection. Lila knew that Keller's collection still held untapped treasures, but switching to a new mark would reduce any risk of suspicion and give her more leeway. Lila did her homework on Eleanor. The woman had a flair for opulence and threw lavish gatherings for her elite friends almost every month. She was known for wearing different pieces from her collection at each event, always eager to show off her latest acquisitions. Lila knew that Eleanor's ego was as much a part of her wealth as her jewelry, and she could use that to her advantage. Over the next few days, Lila worked to infiltrate Eleanor's social circles. She attended art shows, charity galas, and exclusive luncheons, making sure her face became familiar to the right people. Her charm and subtle allure did most of the work, and before long, she found herself introduced to Eleanor at a charity dinner. Eleanor greeted her with a polite but intrigued expression. "Lila Grant, isn't it? I believe I've seen you at a few events lately. What brings you to our little gatherings?" Lila offered a warm, genuine smile, masking her intentions. "I'm a lover of art and fine jewelry," she replied. "When I heard about your exquisite collection, I couldn't resist the chance to see it in person." Eleanor's eyes sparkled with pleasure at the compliment. "You have an eye for the finer things, I see. Perhaps I'll have to show you some pieces one of these days. It's rare to meet someone who appreciates true craftsmanship." Lila nodded, her expression one of admiration. "I would be honored, Eleanor. You have a remarkable taste, and I can only imagine the beauty of your collection." Over the following week, Eleanor's trust in Lila grew. She invited her to an upcoming gathering at her home, a small, exclusive gathering where she planned to unveil her latest acquisition, a ruby necklace that had once belonged to a Hollywood starlet. It was the perfect opportunity, and Lila knew she had to capitalize on it. Back at her apartment, she met with Jenna to discuss the plan. They sat together, going over every detail of Eleanor's estate, which Jenna had researched meticulously. "This place is loaded with security," Jenna warned, tapping the blueprints on her laptop. "Cameras in every room, motion sensors by the windows, and the whole house is under surveillance 24/7. You'll have to be fast and precise, or you risk getting caught." Lila nodded, absorbing the information. "I'll have to play it carefully, maybe create a small distraction so I can slip away unnoticed." Jenna hesitated, her brow furrowed. "Are you sure about this? Switching to a new target is risky. If anything goes wrong, it could link you back to Keller too." Lila looked at her friend, her expression unwavering. "I've been careful with Keller, and I'll be careful with Eleanor. We've been planning for this, Jenna. It's time to take it to the next level." Jenna sighed, but her determination mirrored Lila's. "All right, just make sure you're covered. No mistakes." As the evening of Eleanor's gathering approached, Lila felt the familiar thrill surge through her. She'd established herself in this world as a trusted face, a woman of charm and mystery who admired the finer things. Now, with her new target in sight, she was ready to take her heist to the next level. Eleanor's ruby necklace was only the beginning. If all went well, Lila would leave with far more than admiration for Eleanor's taste, and Eleanor would be left wondering how she'd let her prized possession slip away. Veil of Deceit. Chapter 8, A Close Call. The night of Eleanor's gathering arrived, and Lila was prepared for her biggest heist yet. Dressed in an elegant black dress with subtle, understated jewelry, she projected an aura of sophistication that matched the crowd Eleanor had assembled. The ruby necklace, her target for the night, was around Eleanor's neck, glinting in the soft light of the chandelier as she moved about, basking in admiration. As the evening progressed, Lila waited patiently for the right moment. She'd already taken a mental note of the layout, the exits, and the cameras Jenna had pointed out. Every detail was clear in her mind. She just needed Eleanor to be occupied long enough for her to slip away unnoticed. At last, the opportunity arrived. Eleanor was deep in conversation with several guests, distracted and engaged. Lila slipped out of the main room, making her way down the hallway to the display case that held Eleanor's more valuable pieces, including a sapphire brooch and an emerald ring, in addition to the ruby necklace she planned to acquire. Lila moved swiftly, disabling the small alarm on the case with a device Jenna had provided. She reached inside, lifting the brooch and the ring and placing them into a discreet compartment inside her purse. But just as she was about to close the case, a noise startled her, the faint beep of the security system rebooting. Her heart raced as she realized the security cameras were coming back online sooner than she'd anticipated. She had only seconds to make her escape before her movements were caught on camera. Quickly, she turned to leave, but a voice stopped her cold. Lila. It was Eleanor, standing just outside the doorway, a look of surprise and confusion on her face. For a moment, Lila's mind raced, searching for an explanation, anything that would explain why she was near the jewelry case. But then she caught herself, summoning her skill for deception. She put on a warm smile, laughing lightly. "Oh, Eleanor. I was just admiring the rest of your collection," she said, her voice steady and unassuming. "I hope you don't mind. I couldn't resist taking a closer look." Eleanor's expression softened, her suspicion fading as Lila's charm took effect. "Oh, of course, dear," she replied with a smile, her ego clearly stroked by Lila's interest. "I should have given you a private tour earlier. These pieces are some of my favorites." Lila exhaled inwardly, relieved, though she maintained her composure. "They're stunning, Eleanor. You have an incredible eye for beauty." They returned to the main room together, Eleanor none the wiser about the items now concealed in Lila's purse. As they rejoined the other guests, Lila took a breath, grateful for her quick thinking. But she knew that this close call was a reminder of the risks she was taking. She was walking a dangerous line, and each heist demanded more from her, more lies, more manipulations, more nerve. When the evening ended, Lila made her way out of the mansion, her heart still racing from the encounter. She had succeeded, but she realized now how fragile her double life truly was. Eleanor's jewelry was hers for the taking, but the thrill of the heist was tempered by the tension that followed. She couldn't afford another mistake like that. As she drove home, the jewels safely in her possession, Lila reminded herself that she was in control. Yet the cost of each success was beginning to weigh on her. The stakes were rising, and she would have to stay sharper than ever to avoid getting caught. Veil of Deceit. Chapter 9. The Suspicious Detective. A week after the heist at Eleanor's mansion, Lila's carefully constructed world was shaken by an unexpected threat. Detective Eric Morales, a sharp-eyed investigator known for his intuition, had been assigned to investigate a string of high-profile burglaries in the city. He had no leads, only whispers of an elusive thief, but he was determined to uncover the truth. Lila heard of Morales through Jenna, who had connections in local law enforcement. Meeting Jenna at a quiet cafe, Lila listened as her friend shared the details, her face unreadable. "This Morales guy is persistent," Jenna said, her voice low. "He's connected the dots on a few robberies. Keller's, now Eleanor's, and he suspects there's a pattern." Lila kept her expression neutral, but her mind was already racing. Morales was dangerous, and his involvement complicated everything. If he uncovered even a hint of her activities, it would unravel her entire operation. "Does he know anything specific about me?" she asked, her tone steady. Jenna shook her head. "No, but he's poking around. I've heard he's targeting people within their social circles, trying to figure out who's been close to both Keller and Eleanor recently." Lila's heart skipped a beat. She had made sure to leave no trace, but Morales's reputation was well known. He was the type who found leads others missed, who saw patterns that weren't obvious to anyone else. "What's the plan?" Jenna asked, studying Lila's face. Lila considered her options, a mixture of fear and determination surging within her. "I can't avoid these circles now. That would make me look suspicious. If anything, I'll need to lean in more, appear as if I have nothing to hide." Jenna nodded slowly, but there was a glimmer of doubt in her eyes. "Lila, just be careful. Morales isn't like the others. If he even senses you're involved, he won't stop until he finds proof." Lila met her friend's gaze, her eyes unwavering. "I know. But Morales is only as good as the information he can find. As long as we're cautious, he'll have nothing to trace back to us." But as she left the cafe, Lila couldn't shake the feeling of being hunted. Morales's investigation was a threat, one she would need to carefully monitor. Her life, her heists, everything she had worked for depended on her staying one step ahead. Over the next few days, Lila made sure to be visible, attending gatherings and casually referencing Keller and Eleanor in a way that would seem innocent if overheard. She knew Morales would eventually start interviewing people, asking questions. She had to be seen as trustworthy, someone beyond suspicion. One evening, at a charity gala, she spotted him. Detective Eric Morales. He was speaking with a small group of people, his expression relaxed but focused, taking mental notes of everything he heard. She watched him from across the room, her pulse quickening as she considered her next move. Taking a deep breath, Lila decided to introduce herself. If Morales was going to be sniffing around her life, it was best she controlled his impression of her from the beginning. "Detective Morales, isn't it?" she said, extending her hand, her voice calm and friendly. "I've heard a lot about your work." Morales looked at her with a faint smile, shaking her hand.
"Yes, that's me. And you are?"
"Lila Grant.
I know Keller and Eleanor, actually.
I heard you were investigating the recent break-ins," she said, her expression open and polite. He nodded, his gaze subtly evaluating her.
"Yes, just following up on a few things. It's a strange case. These burglaries are precise, no signs of forced entry, and nothing to lead us to a suspect."
Lila maintained her composure, giving a sympathetic nod.
"It sounds frustrating. But I'm sure if anyone can solve it, it's you."
Morales raised an eyebrow, perhaps surprised by her confidence in him, but he returned her smile.
"I appreciate that, Ms. Grant. You never know, sometimes the truth comes from unexpected places."
Lila met his gaze, unflinching.
"I'm sure it does."
As they parted ways, Lila felt the tension in her shoulders loosen. She had faced Morales head-on, playing her role perfectly.
But she knew this was only the beginning.
Morales was watching, and with every heist, every stolen piece, he'd be inching closer. The game had just become more dangerous, but she was determined to win.
Veil of Deceit.
Chapter 10, The Confrontation. The weeks that followed were tense as Lila carefully navigated her dual life. Detective Morales had been making rounds in her social circles, speaking to anyone who might have had even a remote connection to the recent burglaries. Lila remained composed, keeping a polite distance and deflecting attention, but Morales's presence lingered in the back of her mind like a shadow she couldn't shake. One evening, Lila attended a charity auction. She was aware Morales might be there, and she had taken every precaution to appear her usual charming self, mingling and exchanging pleasantries with the other guests. But as she moved through the crowd, a familiar voice stopped her in her tracks.
"Miss Grant, what a coincidence," Morales said, stepping up beside her.
His tone was friendly, but his eyes held a steely focus that hinted at something more. She turned, smiling effortlessly.
"Detective Morales. Here to support a good cause, I hope."
He chuckled lightly, though his gaze never wavered.
"Of course. But it's interesting, I seem to keep running into you at these events. You must be quite connected."
Lila tilted her head, feigning innocence.
"I suppose I just enjoy good company."
Morales raised an eyebrow, his expression unreadable.
"I'll be honest with you, Ms. Grant. These burglaries I've been investigating?
They have a pattern. Someone who knows the victims, who's gained their trust." She felt a flicker of unease but maintained her composure.
"Are you suggesting something, detective?"
He leaned in slightly, lowering his voice so only she could hear.
"Let's just say I have a hunch. Whoever's behind this isn't your average thief.
They're clever, resourceful, someone who knows how to manipulate people." Lila's pulse quickened, but she met his gaze calmly.
"Interesting theory.
But surely, if you had any real evidence, you wouldn't be here making small talk with me." He held her gaze, his smile faint but calculating.
"Evidence is tricky with someone as careful as you, Ms. Grant."
She let out a small laugh, as if amused.
"Well, if that's the case, I wish you luck, detective. I imagine it must be quite challenging, chasing a ghost."
Morales's expression softened, but his eyes remained sharp.
"You're right. It is.
But ghosts usually leave traces, no matter how faint." She gave him a friendly nod and turned to leave, feeling his eyes follow her as she moved through the room. The encounter had been closer than she'd liked, but she felt a surge of triumph. She'd handled it perfectly, deflecting his suspicions without giving him anything to hold on to. Later, as she left the event, Lila felt a renewed sense of purpose. Morales was getting closer, but he still had nothing concrete. She had outplayed him, turning his questions back on him without faltering. But she knew that with each heist, the stakes were rising. Morales was persistent, and his determination was a threat she couldn't ignore. As she drove home, Lila reminded herself that she was in control. Morales may have been circling her life, but she was always one step ahead. The thrill of the chase only fueled her ambition, sharpening her focus as she prepared for her next target. In her world, power lay in deception, and Lila was ready to use every skill she had to keep it that way. But as she pulled into her driveway, a thought nagged at her. Morales was relentless. She'd have to stay sharper than ever if she wanted to keep playing the game and remain untouchable.
Veil of Deceit.
Chapter 11. Cat and Mouse. With Morales now circling closer than ever, Lila knew she had to tread carefully. She felt the thrill of the game intensify, but for the first time, she felt a tinge of vulnerability. Morales was intuitive, and his persistence was relentless. If she made even the smallest mistake, he would pounce. To keep the heat off her, Lila decided to lay low, skipping the usual social events and allowing Keller, Eleanor, and her other recent marks to become faint memories. But even in her self-imposed retreat, her mind was working constantly, plotting her next move, recalculating her steps. She'd built her reputation on precision, and now, each decision felt like a balancing act. One afternoon, Jenna called her with an update. "Morales isn't giving up," Jenna said. "He's been following up with everyone who's seen you at these events. He's looking for anything. Any little slip-up." Lila let out a slow breath, feeling the tension tighten in her chest. "He's desperate for a lead," she replied. "But he doesn't have anything solid yet. Still, maybe you should think about taking a break." "It might be best to stay off his radar for a while," Jenna urged, a note of concern in her voice. Lila frowned, her instinct to press forward clashing with her logic. "I can't disappear, Jenna. That would only make me look guilty. No, I'll attend an event or two, something low-key, where I can blend in without drawing attention." Jenna hesitated, but finally agreed. "Just be careful. Morales isn't like the others. If he gets even a whiff of suspicion, he'll come after you with everything he's got." That evening, Lila attended a small art exhibition. The event was casual, not the kind that would draw significant attention, but enough to keep her name circulating among her connections. She slipped in quietly, greeting a few familiar faces, her demeanor as cool and poised as ever. It was almost easy to forget the risks lurking just beneath the surface. But halfway through the evening, her heart skipped as she saw Morales entering the gallery, his sharp gaze scanning the crowd. Lila felt a surge of adrenaline but kept her expression relaxed. She was in control. She had to be. Morales spotted her and approached with that same faint smile she'd come to recognize. "Miss Grant, we meet again," he said smoothly, as if they were old friends. "Detective Morales," she replied with a polite nod. "I didn't expect to see you here." He shrugged casually. "I have a passion for art. And it seems we share similar interests." They exchanged a few pleasantries, and Lila felt him testing her, his questions careful but probing. She answered smoothly, her charm concealing any trace of nerves, but she knew Morales was looking for something. Any flicker of hesitation, any inconsistency. As their conversation continued, Lila felt a strange sense of satisfaction. She was navigating his questions flawlessly, deflecting his suspicions without letting him gain ground. But she knew that even a master manipulator couldn't escape forever. Morales's gaze felt sharper, his intuition keener, and she realized that the game of cat and mouse was reaching its breaking point. After they parted, Lila left the gallery, her pulse racing. Morales's presence was a constant reminder of the risks she was taking, the delicate balance she maintained between freedom and capture. She was in control, but the tension was beginning to wear on her. How long could she keep playing this game? Back home, Lila poured herself a drink, contemplating her next move. Morales was closing in, but she was determined not to let him unravel her carefully constructed world. The stakes were higher than ever, and she was prepared to do whatever it took to stay one step ahead. But as she sipped her drink, a question lingered in her mind. How far was she willing to go to protect her secret? And could she continue deceiving everyone without losing herself in the process? The thrill of the chase kept her going, but for the first time, Lila felt the shadow of doubt creep in. And she knew that one wrong move could shatter everything she had built.
Veil of Deceit. Chapter 12. The High Stakes Heist.
With Morales closing in and her double life under mounting pressure, Lila was determined to pull off one final, high-stakes heist before going underground. Her target was a wealthy politician, Richard Graham, known for his collection of rare artifacts and high-value collectibles. This heist would be her largest yet, the ultimate prize to secure her freedom and let her disappear for good. Lila spent days preparing, studying every detail of Graham's mansion, his routine, and his private collection. His home was a fortress compared to Keller's and Eleanor's estates, with a state-of-the-art security system and guards patrolling the grounds. But Lila knew that this challenge was one she had to accept. If she could pull this off, she'd be able to vanish with a substantial fortune, free from any lingering suspicions. She coordinated with Jenna, reviewing the blueprints and security layout, identifying weak points in the system. "This is risky, Lila," Jenna warned, studying the maps with a frown. "There's almost no margin for error here. You get caught, and it's game over."
"I know," Lila replied, her voice steady. "But I have to do this. It's the only way I can leave this life behind for good."
The heist was planned to coincide with a gala event at Graham's mansion. While the guests were distracted, Lila would slip into his private collection room, bypass the security, and take a selection of artifacts small enough to transport but valuable enough to last her a lifetime. The night of the event arrived, and Lila dressed in a sleek, dark outfit, perfect for blending in. She entered the mansion as a guest, keeping her demeanor calm, projecting the confidence she needed to blend seamlessly into the crowd. As the party went on, she slipped away, making her way through the mansion's hallways toward the private wing. Jenna was monitoring the security system remotely, disabling cameras and motion sensors for brief intervals to allow Lila to pass undetected. Lila moved quickly, reaching the collection room and locating her target items: a jade figurine, a set of antique coins, and a pair of rare gemstones. Each piece was priceless, easy to conceal, and would be difficult to trace. But just as she secured the items, she heard footsteps approaching down the hallway. Her heart pounded as she realized someone was heading her way. She had only seconds to act. Thinking fast, she hid behind a large display cabinet, watching as the door opened, and in walked Detective Morales. Lila's breath caught, her mind racing. Morales had somehow anticipated her presence, following her to Graham's mansion, clearly suspecting that she was the thief he'd been hunting all along. She remained silent, hidden in the shadows, barely daring to breathe as Morales scanned the room. After a tense moment, he left, his footsteps fading down the hallway. Lila exhaled slowly, her mind spinning. Morales had come within inches of discovering her, and she knew he wouldn't stop until he had proof. She couldn't risk another encounter like this. Her next move would have to be her last. Swiftly, she exited the room, making her way back to the main event and slipping out the side door into the night. The heist was successful, but the close call with Morales had shaken her. She realized now that her double life had reached its breaking point. The game was ending, and it was time for her to disappear before Morales closed in completely. As she drove away, the weight of the evening settled over her. She had won the prize she sought, but she knew it had come at a steep cost. Morales was on to her, and she could no longer afford to stay hidden in plain sight. This was her final heist. From here, she would need to vanish without a trace, leaving Morales with nothing but questions and empty leads.
Veil of Deceit.
Chapter 13. The Trap. Detective Morales had grown certain that Lila Grant was behind the string of high-profile thefts. Though he lacked definitive proof, his instincts had led him to suspect her, and each new case seemed to circle closer to her. Determined to catch her in the act, Morales devised a plan to set a trap, a final test that would either confirm his suspicions or put them to rest. Using his network, Morales leaked information about an upcoming event at a wealthy businessman's estate, claiming it would showcase a private collection of rare and valuable items. The details were carefully crafted to draw Lila's interest, hinting at a gathering with exclusive access,
limited security, and a collection ripe for her taking. Lila, unaware that the event was a ruse, received word about it through her contacts. Despite her recent heist at Graham's estate and her close call with Morales, she couldn't resist the allure of one last job. This was a chance to secure a final payout before vanishing, enough to fund her escape completely. She met with Jenna to plan. Jenna was apprehensive, sensing the growing tension around Lila's operations, but Lila brushed off her concerns. "This will be the last one," she assured Jenna. "With these pieces, I'll have everything I need to disappear for good." Jenna reluctantly agreed, setting up her equipment to monitor the estate's security remotely. Neither of them suspected that Morales would be lying in wait, ready to catch Lila at her most vulnerable. The night of the event, Lila arrived dressed in dark, understated clothing, blending in with the elegance of the gathering. She moved confidently, masking her anticipation, her mind focused entirely on the heist. She navigated her way through the estate, evading the sparse security just as planned, and soon found herself in the room where the collection was displayed. But as she began selecting items, she sensed something was off. The room was too quiet, the silence unsettling. She scanned the space, her instincts alert. Suddenly, she heard footsteps, multiple sets, echoing down the hallway. Her pulse quickened as she realized she'd walked into a trap. In a flash, she bolted toward a side exit, but her escape was cut off by none other than Detective Morales, who stood blocking her path, his expression unreadable. "Leaving so soon, Ms. Grant?" Morales asked, his tone calm but his gaze intense. "Or should I call you the Phantom Thief?" Lila forced a confident smile, masking her panic. "I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about, Detective." He raised an eyebrow, stepping closer. "You can keep denying it, but we both know the truth. You're clever, I'll give you that. But every thief slips up eventually." Lila knew she had no way out, but she wasn't willing to give up without a fight. "You have no proof, Morales. Just theories and guesses. That won't hold up in court." "Maybe not," he replied, his eyes never leaving hers. "But I have you here, caught at the scene. And even the best lies start to crack under pressure." Lila's mind raced, searching for a way out. She had come so close, only to be cornered by the one man who'd managed to piece together her secrets. But as she looked into Morales's eyes, she realized she still had one weapon left, her manipulation skills. Taking a deep breath, she softened her expression, allowing a hint of vulnerability to show. "All right, maybe you're right," she said, lowering her gaze. "Maybe I did take a few things here and there. But it wasn't greed, Detective. It was survival." Morales hesitated, thrown by her sudden change in demeanor. Lila seized the opportunity, weaving a tale of hardship, of debts and desperation, playing on his sympathies. She could see the conflict in his eyes as he listened, his resolve wavering, his suspicions clouded by doubt. Finally, after a long pause, he sighed. "Even if that were true, it doesn't justify what you've done." She nodded, appearing remorseful. "I understand, Detective. I'll cooperate. But please, don't ruin my life over this. Give me a chance to make it right." For a moment, Morales seemed to consider her words, his guard lowering. Lila felt a surge of hope, knowing she had him on the brink. But she knew she couldn't wait any longer. With a calculated move, she shifted, slipping past him in a blur, darting down the hallway and out an emergency exit before he could react. As she sprinted into the night, her heart pounded with a mix of triumph and fear. Morales would come after her, and she knew she would never truly be safe until she disappeared completely. But she'd escaped his trap, using every ounce of her wit and cunning to evade capture. She was still in control, the game still in play, but now the stakes were higher than ever. And as she vanished into the darkness, she knew that this time, she would have to disappear for good. Veil of Deceit. Chapter 14, Manipulating the Manipulator. Lila had narrowly escaped Detective Morales's trap, but she knew her time was running out. Her close call had shaken her, and the reality of her situation loomed larger than ever. Morales wouldn't let her slip away again, and she had to make her final move carefully. If she could outsmart him one last time, she'd have the freedom she craved. But that meant manipulating the master manipulator himself. Lila spent the next few days planning, her mind racing through every detail of her life that Morales could use against her. She needed to leave no trace, no loose ends, no trail to follow. Her first step was to create a diversion that would lead him down a false path, forcing him to believe she'd gone somewhere far from the city. She reached out to Jenna, explaining her plan. Jenna would stage a fake sighting of Lila across state lines, planting false evidence to suggest that she'd fled to a remote location under an alias. Morales would be led to believe she'd left her life in the city behind, and while he chased the decoy, Lila would make her real escape. The plan was risky, but Jenna was on board, and together they executed it with precision. Jenna leaked the fabricated information through a reliable contact, ensuring it reached the right ears. Within days, rumors of Lila's supposed disappearance spread like wildfire, and the authorities began their search in an entirely different state. Morales, however, was not so easily convinced. Despite the evidence, he felt something was off, an intuition that told him Lila hadn't truly disappeared. Frustrated but determined, he intensified his search, reviewing every detail, every contact, every clue he'd gathered on her. And then, Lila made her boldest move yet. One night, as Morales sifted through case files in his dimly lit office, his phone rang. The number was blocked, but he answered, suspecting it might be a lead. "Detective Morales," Lila's voice purred on the other end, calm and taunting. "I just wanted to thank you. I almost enjoyed our little game." Morales's grip tightened on the phone. "Lila," he said, his voice low and laced with frustration. "You're only delaying the inevitable." "I will find you." She chuckled softly, her tone as smooth as silk. "Oh, I don't doubt you'll keep trying. But you should know by now, detective. You can't catch a ghost." "You've made a lot of mistakes, Lila," he replied, his voice steady. "Every criminal slips up eventually, no matter how clever they think they are." "Perhaps," she replied, a hint of amusement in her voice. "But while you've been wasting your time following a trail I left just for you, I've been planning my departure. You won't hear from me again, detective." Morales remained silent, seething at her audacity but unable to ignore the truth in her words. She had outplayed him, turning his investigation into a series of false leads and distractions. His confidence wavered, and he realized that her manipulation had been more intricate than he'd ever anticipated. "And why call me now?" he asked, his tone measured. "Why not just vanish?" "Consider it a courtesy," she said, her voice softening. "And perhaps, a farewell." With that, the line went dead, leaving Morales alone with the knowledge that she'd outmaneuvered him one last time. Frustration surged through him as he realized she was truly gone, his chance to capture her slipping through his fingers. For Lila, the call was her final act of defiance, her way of reclaiming control over the one person who had come closest to catching her. As she boarded a plane under a new alias, her mind was clear, her future unwritten. She had won the game, walking away with the riches she'd accumulated, leaving behind a legacy of mystery. For Detective Morales, however, the case would remain open, an unsolved puzzle that haunted him, a reminder that he had been bested by the elusive, skillful woman he'd come to know only as a shadow. Lila was free, and the thrill of victory was hers alone. Veil of Deceit. Chapter 15, The Last Goodbye. Lila settled into her new life halfway across the world, a place where no one knew her name, her past, or her crimes. She'd chosen a small, coastal village, far removed from the world of wealth and glamour where she had once thrived. Here, she was simply Anna Blake, an ordinary woman with a quiet life and no past to trace. For a time, the peace felt foreign. The thrill of the chase, the risk, the delicate balancing act she had mastered, all of it had been left behind. She found herself looking over her shoulder at first, waiting for signs that Morales or some other investigator might track her down. But as days turned into weeks, she gradually relaxed, allowing herself to believe that she'd truly escaped. One evening, while watching the sun set over the ocean, Lila reflected on the choices that had led her here. She thought about Keller, Eleanor, and her other marks, each of them outsmarted by her charm and cunning. She remembered Jenna, her loyal partner in crime, who had been her only constant throughout her journey. And, of course, Morales, the detective who had come so close to unmasking her. Their interactions had left an indelible mark on her, and she wondered if he was still searching, driven by a need for closure that would never come. Despite her triumph, Lila felt a strange emptiness. She had won the game, outplayed them all, yet the satisfaction she'd once craved had faded. The riches she'd accumulated meant she could live comfortably, but the thrill, the fire that had driven her, was gone. Her final escape had cost her more than her old life. It had taken the very identity she'd crafted so meticulously. One evening, she found herself writing a letter, a farewell to her past, and perhaps in a way to Morales. She didn't plan to send it, but it felt oddly therapeutic to put her thoughts into words. She poured her reflections into the page, acknowledging the risk, the thrill, and the hollow victory she'd achieved. "You nearly had me, detective," she wrote. "But I was never meant to be caught. I am a ghost now, a shadow without a name. Perhaps you'll remember me as the one who got away, a mystery you could never solve. But for me, this is the final goodbye." She folded the letter, tucking it into her drawer as a quiet reminder of the life she'd left behind. She would keep it, a relic of the person she once was, a memory of the thrill that had defined her. As the months passed, Lila adapted to her new life. She moved forward, though the ache for the chase lingered like an old scar. She had traded her thrill for freedom, and in time, she came to accept that this was her life now, quiet, unremarkable, and safe. Far away, Morales continued his work, his mind occasionally wandering back to the elusive Lila Grant. He would never find her, but her memory remained, a shadow at the edge of his thoughts. A woman who had outplayed him, leaving him with a mystery he'd never solve. And somewhere along the coast, Lila watched the waves roll in, a master manipulator finally at rest, her secrets forever hidden beneath her quiet new life. The end.